Well, hello everyone. And thanks to Gail for getting us off and started. So I'm going to set some of a framework here for you. And as I discuss and explain to you how this national primary care and public health collaborative, and actually every one of the people on this panel have been involved or their organizations are actively involved with this. So let's go through a few of these. I'm supposed to acknowledge that I have no disclosures and no financial relationships. So how many of you are familiar with the IOM report of 2012? A few people, several people. I would suggest to you, if you're in this room and haven't read this report, a critically important report to read. If you've read it, it's time to go back and look, because we've made some significant progress based on what the recommendations were from this IOM study, but we have a long ways to go, as we all collectively know. And actually, it was this report that was the impetus for ASTO and over 60 national organizations to come together to create what we're now referring to as the integration forum, essentially a collaborative of primary care and public health. But as you can see from this, it represents multiple partners that are critical if we are indeed going to bring together the work of primary care and public health. So in addition to our what I might refer to as our classic public health partners, those in primary care. Again, many of you are going to hear from today. We also have our federal partners, CDC and HRSA, and again, the IOM report actually particularly focused on what are the opportunities for CDC and HRSA to come together. Additionally, we have and continue to bring payers into that discussion, both public and private. You'll see many of the organizations are actually really coming together with this collaborative and this forum. In addition, we also have others within the public health and primary care sector, including nurses. We're seeing more interest by pharmacists and actually dentists, our other groups that are beginning to come into the fold, if you will, to really understand what is this work of primary care and public health. Let me also give credit to, in addition to CDC and HRSA, it was the United Health Foundation, led with Reed Tuckson, at the end of the original report by IOM, that they said, how do we make this report be one of those IOM reports that doesn't sit on the shelf, that it actually becomes actionable? And thus the collaborative came into being. And in the very beginning of that coming together, we had actually 30 national partners come together to create a strategic map. How many are familiar with this kind of format of strategic planning or strategic mapping? Again, see several. Very interesting approach, because literally in a day and a half you have the wizards in the room collectively trying to identify where are we going and what do we hope to accomplish and how are we going to accomplish that. The other piece of work that happens in creating the strategic map is you also identify your priority areas, and I'm going to go into some depth in this as we go forward here, but this was a way to bring 30 national partners together to really set a map forward. The great news is we set the initial map and then went back in 2014 to reset it again. And you'll see it got much more condensed. We got much more focused in our second round and really tried to put a finer point. And some of what you're going to hear from the rest of the panel will continue to complement what we have here in this strategic map. So this is the one I want to particularly focus on. So if you look at the red circle, that's essentially what we refer to as our targeted outcome. So accelerate integration through that improves population health and lowers health costs. And then in the blue boxes, those are essentially the objectives that we're really trying to drive. So we felt it was critical that we looked at not only innovation, where's innovation happening, but how do we disseminate it? And we all have that role in dissemination, but we also have a role in innovation. So the forum is actually a way to bring together multiple partners to identify what's happening out there, what's innovative, and can you help us disseminate that information? Also, to leverage innovative opportunities. In part, we do a great job, we know, in terms of interventions, but we often stop there because funding ends, we don't spread it, so we don't have sustainability and spread, a critical aspect of it. And then lastly, particularly to focus on how do we build in the strengths. I'm not going to go obviously through this whole detail mapping, but you'll see it's a framework, and a framework that has worked, I think, very well when you have over 60 national organizations trying to come together and trying to head in a certain direction. So these are some of the critical partners that are part of this integration forum. As you can see, it's beyond just primary care and public health that we recognize early on you have to have multiple partners if you're going to make the integration of public health and primary care really make a difference. So this is an opportunity to really bring that together. Now let me just spend a few minutes here because what I'm trying to do for you right now is give you a framework for where these discussions happen. And so what the integration forum does is we're actually set up by committees. We have four committee structures. We look at success and measurements, sustainability, and you can see actually underneath each of these, you'll see who the co-lead, and you will see that on our panel here. We actually have some of the individuals leading that work. For example, Julie Wood and John Auerbach are the co-chairs or tri-chairs actually of our sustainability committee. Communications. Again, a lot of work to be done in terms of how we communicate what this thing is we call integration of public health and primary care, and then how do we disseminate the best practices. And then importantly, what's the workforce we need if we are actually going to achieve integration? So these committees meet every month to 2 months, depends on the committee. We additionally have every 2 months what we call an all-partners call. It's 1 hour, an important 1 hour out of your life. If you really want to know what's happening, what are some of the important things that are going on in integration, an opportunity just to listen in what's kind of emerging in the area of integration, and also provide you that opportunity to follow up and go in more depth. And then we have a planning committee that actually leads the direction of that. Let me say the integration forum is just that. It's a forum, it's a place that brings together all the ideas and learnings that we believe are happening out there. But it is not the only place that we know that integration is happening. It's just a place to bring together national leaders in having that discussion. These are some of the current objectives and work of each of the committees. Again, I want to particularly maybe take a moment to focus on the workforce. This has been a unique opportunity in working with our leaders in the colleges of medicine and schools of public health, bringing that work together. What is the workforce that we need to build that brings public health and our healthcare system more together? And lastly, just want to give you another example, and Julie will actually probably be talking about that, but Julie, in leading the IOM Population Roundtable in February, actually created that opportunity with one of our co-leads. So this is a perfect example of primary care led by Julie's work, and our health official at the time, Dr. Jose Montero out of New Hampshire, came together, led this roundtable, and actually looked at and spent a day of a detailed workshop bringing that discussion together. I think you're going to hear more about this from Julie, but this is just one example of what the forum creates for an opportunity for then its members to build on further. So lastly, this is just an informational slide for you, how to connect. The website is rich with information of what the multiple partners are doing, ways to find other partners that are working in the area of primary care and public health, and also an email. We do a newsletter on a monthly basis. So again, this is an opportunity to just give you a framework of where we're having these discussions. Thank you.